Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Is Farah Fortune, who's written a new book called TD Talks Periods, alongside a doctor and a psychologist teacher. It's sorry, let me turn your microphone on and be a professional for a second.
You didn't want me to speak, huh? It's okay.
Farah, I wanted to know. So this book obviously is talking about the process of periods and, mm-hmm. and so on. Who's it for and what need are you addressing?
So the book itself is a children's book, but it is written for parents and children to read together.
Gotcha.
If you look at the back of the book, I'll just show you guys. They have a copy of the book, guys, that are listening. I'm so sorry. But at the back of the book, we have useful context. So we have all our, you know, the pad run listed there. We have the TD Talk series Instagram account listed there. And then we also have something called Notes for Parents. So you can see, let's get started. And then it says, show the children the cover of the book. So everything in here is basically a step-by-step of how to read this book with your child, including what kind of questions can come up, you know, how do you answer them. It says, let's jump into it. So it says, read from page 1 up to page 6 to the children while they follow as you read. Model read with expression and take note of punctuation. So it's literally you are teaching your child through this book. And if you also read through the book, you'll notice we didn't use words that were cute and nicknames. We used actual words.
Yes.
We wanted people to, and we wanted kids to use those words, because one of the biggest causes of abuse is the fact that they are cute names for things. Mm.
Yeah.
So we wanted to make sure that the actual names of body parts and everything that was technical was in this book, so that a child could understand it and a parent could understand it, and it was explained very well. It's very much made for parents and children. It, like I said, it is a children's book, but it's for parents to open up that conversation with their children in an easier way.
Because it strikes me that if someone comes from a house that was very conservative, didn't mm-hmm. speak about things, you sort of don't learn, get comfortable speaking mm-hmm. about them yourself. Mm. And then now you have to teach it to your children.
Yeah. Yeah.
It might be incredibly difficult and you might gloss over things for the sake of, you know, avoiding embarrassment or whatever, mm-hmm. but this might be some of the crucial information you need.
Yes, and that's one of the biggest reasons we wrote this book, is to destigmatize the subject. Why are periods such a stigma? It is a natural bodily function that most of the time as women, you do get your period. If you have a uterus, you get your period.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why millions and millions and millions of women all over the world, or anyone with a uterus for that matter, gets their period. And it's such a shameful subject. Why must I be embarrassed for something that I cannot control?
Yeah, absolutely.
So definitely it's to destigmatize the topic, because when we look at things like we do with the pad run, so we run workshops, and we run boy-specific workshops, only boys. And we teach them how pads work. We teach them how tampons work. We teach them what the uterus does. We go through all the steps of menstruation and how menstruation can also lead to GBV. So we look at all of those things with boys, and we want to make sure that boys understand the subject just as much.
I wanted to say this is so important because, honestly, nobody ever spoke about period anything to me ever. As a young man growing up, I never got any information at all. And you can see it sticks, because you see comments mm-hmm. on, I've literally heard comments from people saying like, why can't women hold it in as if they're going to the bathroom? I can hold my wee. Why is the, and you're going, mm-hmm. have you learned nothing?
And
do you
adults.
Not know?
Right? That should
grown
know better.
In their 40s, human beings going, if you're wearing a tampon, how do you still wee? And I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And it's true, because we are not taught about the other gender's body parts and how they work.
Yeah.
Boys are not really spoken to about puberty and the things that they go through either. It's such an embarrassing topic for them as well. So even something of menstruation, when a girl gets her period, if she's at school and there's a blood stain on her skirt, more than likely the boys are going, oh my God, look what happened to you. And they laugh, and it's embarrassing.
Yes.
For a young girl who really doesn't know what's happening to her body.
What you would actually like is for someone regardless of who they are, to see it and go, hey, can I give you a hand?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Instead of, and imagine that was the first time that girl got her period, uh-huh. and she had no idea what was going on with her, and then there's the whole rest of the school laughing.
Exactly.
Because they don't know how to deal with it, because it doesn't get spoken about at home. That's why books like these are so important.
Of course. And I mean, obviously you need to realize, you know, with an aunt like me, I'm going to be, you know, my nieces are very outspoken on this subject. And I remember when my niece started high school, and she was told on her first day, if you need to go and change your pad, then they had like this nickname or this word that they used to the teacher, and the teacher would then allow them to go and change a pad. So my niece went and said, I'm not going to do that. Why? If I'm going to tell you I'm going to the bathroom, I shouldn't have to tell you. The boys don't tell you. Mm. So why should I have to tell you?
Yeah.
And my niece got that entire rule scrapped that it had been like that at that school for years. Of course, she's my niece. She's going to do that. And she got it scrapped. And you know, for me, it starts so early, because I speak to my young nieces now. My one niece is, I think, 8 now. And I was on a video call with her the other day, and her mom was like, please do the talk. And, you know, we went through this talk and what was going to happen and all these things. So it's so important in my family that I get this right, in order to make sure we get it right with everyone else.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my nieces to be embarrassed. I was so scared when I got my period. I was at school and I started bleeding and I was so scared. And I thought, oh my God, it's going to go away. Mm. I went home, I had a bath, hoping it would just go away. I jumped into bed at 5:30 in the afternoon because I didn't want my parents to see that I was bleeding, because I was scared. I didn't know what was happening to my body. And then only the next morning, I was like, okay, this is still here. I actually need to tell somebody. And I told my mom, and my mom walked into the bathroom and she looked at me and she was like, okay. And she closed the door. Next thing, my dad opens the door and he's like, okay, here's a panty, here's a pad. Let me show you how to put this on. We had a long talk, told me what was happening to my body. And that's so scary. It was so scary for me. As a young girl, I was 11 years old. So when my daughter was 8 years old, I started having this conversation. 12 years old, she got her period. I went straight out. I bought a red velvet cake. We bought snacks. I invited all the aunties over. And
I
we had a period
saying,
party.
Yes.
Yes. And I just wanted her to be so happy about it. Just it her changing, not being scared or ashamed. So that was really, really important to me.
The book launches when?
So we've had the Joburg book launch about a week ago, and then the Cape Town book launches on the 6th of November. We actually launched at a boys' school.
How great.
Purposely launched at a boys' school, Pridwin Boys' School.
Love that.
And it was amazing. We did workshops for parents so they could understand how to start this conversation. And the doctor that wrote this book with me, she did those workshops. And then Candace Chirwa, who we call the Minister of Menstruation,
yes.
She came in and she gave the kids a workshop on you know, what was going to happen to their bodies. And in our goodie bags, we gave them all pads to walk away with, as well as the book, so they could understand and also know how to use it as well. So it's been really great so far.
So Titty Talks, and I know the hashtag on social media is Titty Talks series. So Titty's going to talk about a bunch of other stuff as
Titty's
well.
Oh, Titty's going to talk about a lot of
stuff. So what can we expect her to be chatting about?
Okay, so Titty talks periods in this book. Next year, Titty will talk sexual health. So she will be talking about, you know, our bodies, how it changes, puberty, all those things. And then the year after, Titty, we will be bringing an additional author on, and Titty will be talking about the LGBT community.
Love all of that. Where can people get the book?
People can get the book on Amazon, Takealot. It's literally on every platform in every country around the world. There is no country it's not accessible to.
Brilliant.
But I mean, if you just, we wanted it like that because one of the biggest things we did in this book was give a young girl an opportunity.
Yeah.
So we ran a competition on social media. We got about 600 entries, and all we asked was for parents to send us, or if kids could send us, as long as you were under the age of 18, send us pictures of, can your child draw? I didn't say it was a book. I just said, we have a project. I need illustrated by a child. I don't know what it was about Naledi. She sent her stuff through, and immediately when I opened that email, I knew it was her. Something in me. I even sent it to the other authors and I said, I know you guys need input on this, but I want this girl. And we found out she was 17 years old and she lives here in Midrand. She was going through her matric at the time, and she was about to go through matric, and she was just like, I'm so excited I can do this. And she says, I've always wanted to be an illustrator. So she will be illustrating the next two books as well.
Amazing.
Brilliant. We've already had messages in. What is the name of the book? Where can we get it? So I'm busy doing that now. This is amazing.
The book is called TD Talks, period. Our guest is Farah Fortune. She's written it in association with Dr. Nokukanya Kanyile and Tandazile Ndlovu. It is out everywhere. You can go and get it. Go and support. The cause behind it is amazing. Farah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.